October 30th, 1982. In 1935, radio was still pretty much in its infancy. The Jack Benny Show had just acquired a new personality. On November 3rd, 1935, Kenny Baker became the tenor on The Benny Show, succeeding Frank Parker. After leaving The Benny Show in 1939, Kenny Baker starred on The Rexall Parade of Stars, the Texaco Star Theater with Fred Allen, and even had his own show for a short while called, of course, The Kenny Baker Show. Kenny Baker also appeared in numerous movies, including King of Burlesque, 52nd Street, The Goldwyn Follies, Hit Parade of 1941, Stage Door Canteen, and the classic Marx Brothers at the Circus, just to name a few. Now it is my extreme pleasure to be in the Solvang home of Mr. Kenny Baker. Hello, Mr. Baker.
Well, hi. How are you today?
Pretty well. All right, start things off. How did you get your start in radio?
Well, I had a necessity to earn a living. And the way I chose to earn my living, one of the ways, I should say, was by singing. And I would take my songs and my accompanist and go from station to station. Often I didn't get paid at all, but I did get experience. And one thing led to another. And as I became more professional and began to get paid for my singing in here, there, and everywhere, I had the opportunity to join a quartet as the what they call a top tenor. And that was my start in the professional life as a singer, was a member of a quartet. And we worked together for a long, long time. And gradually I worked into doing studio work and became the voice behind some of Walt Disney's cartoon characters, and then I would become the voice in which certain movie actors would act like they were singing, but it would really be my voice. That's the way it got started.
All right. Now, what was it like working with probably the two great radio comedians, Jack Benny and Fred Allen?
Well, Jack Benny and Fred Allen were an absolute study in contrasts. I worked first with Mr. Benny, and he used to come to a place called the Coconut Grove, which was a nightclub, and they would hire entertainers there to put on a floor show in conjunction with a dance band. And I was appearing as part of the floor show with a dance band known as Eddie Duchin. And he came down to hear me sing. I guess he was in need of a singer. For a week or 10 days. And finally, he talked to my agent to see if I would be interested in becoming a part of his program, which I was. I had been with Mr. Benny for a number of years when it seemed that we came to a parting of the ways. And the parting of the ways was generated not so much by Mr. Benny as by the advertising agency which we both worked for. And I got a better offer from Fred Allen. And Fred Allen paid me more money than Jack Benny. So that's how it started, that I was able to work with both Mr. Benny and Mr. Fred Allen. Two men of absolutely different temperaments. Jack Benny, curiously enough, was the most generous man and very, very helpful. And Fred Allen, on the other hand, was an extremely he was almost what you call a recluse. And I was always constantly amazed that he could come out of his apartment hotel in New York once a week to put on a radio show and have so much fun.
Okay, now what was it like working with the Marx Brothers in At the Circus?
The Marx Brothers were a group of men that I never got to know very well. Now that's kind of interesting, I suppose, because you think having worked together in a picture, you'd at least have a friendly relationships. Well, we did have a friendly relationships, but most of the scenes that I was in, the Marx Brothers were not in. And so that when they were doing their thing before the camera, I wasn't busy in front of the camera, so really we didn't have too much opportunity to get to know each other. I did, however, become able to appreciate their talents and their gifts and their aptitudes, and I'm a fan of theirs like many people are today.
What do you think is your fondest show business memory?
I think the fact that I had such a long career in show business, and that while show business didn't leave me, I more or less left show business. That there is hardly any one thing that ever happened in show business that was more important than another. And it's like, what shall I say? When you're working, there are little things that come up that make one day perhaps stand out above another, but they all get lost in a period of time. And I think one of the things that I enjoyed more than anything else was being able to be active in so many different phases of show business, from recordings to movies to stage work to the concert platform and all that sort of thing. The thing I liked the least, if there's something that you don't like the least, was in the early days of my career, I used to do vaudeville, and it was going into the theater early in the morning and staying there until real late at night and never coming out and doing 5, 6, 7, and 8 shows a day. That was the thing I liked the least, the repetitious and the constant performing.
When singing on the air, did you ever muff or forget the words to the song you were singing?
Now, most of the time I had my music right before me, so if I made a mistake it was just because I was clumsy. But you do make mistakes now and again. And I can't remember of any mistake that was earth-shaking.
What have you been up to lately?
Oh, lately, within the last 30 years, I have been active in the field of Christian Science as a Christian Science practitioner. And I do a lot of writing in the area of metaphysics.
What are your plans for the future?
To stay alive.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Baker.
Oh, good. It's good to see you.